Hello, this is Ben Cole, Associate Editor with SearchCompliance.com. I'm joined today by Jeffrey Ritter, Esquire, the founder and CEO of the Ritter Academy, which offers on-demand learning and model tools to enable professionals to work smarter and at lower cost. Jeffrey also serves on the Georgetown Law School eDiscovery Institute Advisory Board and is a frequent lecturer to audiences in records management, information security, and the legal profession. In this podcast, we will discuss the benefits of applying metrics to information governance processes. Thanks for joining us today, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure to join you.
So, Jeffrey, why is it important to apply metrics to information governance processes?
Well, in the 21st century, the adage we're all living with is you cannot manage that which you cannot measure. Companies are in the business of governing their affairs. This is how they make money. They make sure that people do the right thing, and they to be able to make that decision, they have to have the rules in place so they know what to manage. Metrics allow us to connect the dots. Now, up to now, information governance, known in the 20th century as records management, but today so much more broad in its implications and scope, is a business process. It's a business process that has rules. But unless we have the metrics in place by which we can evaluate whether our systems, our applications, and our employees are doing the right thing, are they performing the rules correctly, well, we can't actually connect the investment we're making in information governance to the business objectives of the company, which are to create and preserve wealth. So applying metrics allows us to be able to show a return on our investment and allows us to demonstrate that we are actually achieving results that deliver to the bottom line of the company.
How is it even possible to measure ROI in information governance processes, and what are some of the strategies companies can incorporate to measure success?
Those are great questions. Let's start off by first confirming what we mean when we talk about return on investment, or ROI. You know, when a company makes an investment in a new product or a new application, what they want to be able to calculate is, does that investment provide a return, either in increased income or reduced costs? Now, when we are managing digital information assets better, it's sometimes hard to figure out where those savings or new income are. But this hidden strategy that's beginning to gain favor is to focus on the old adage that time is money. Now, in management accounting, there is a discipline called activity-based cost accounting that actually allows you to focus on the activities in which employees engage and then associate the time they spend conducting those activities to the overall cost. So if I bill out internally as a $60 an hour employee with benefits and an allocation of my fixed costs, and it takes an hour for me to go through my email to respond to some lawyer's inquiry, well, that cost us $60. That process of tracking our activities was not very practicable at the end of the 20th century. But now the technology platform on which we all conduct our business every day can measure our activities with greater precision and therefore provide us the metrics that allow us to calculate the return on investment. The other thing that is an important part of this strategy is that so often the records management and now information governance function will be asked to show the return on investment by looking only at their own costs and operating expenses. You know, to improve information governance often involves purchasing hardware, software, maybe even bringing on new headcount to do the job well. Well, that costs more money. And just within the boundaries of the department, it's sometimes hard to show the overall impact of improved governance on the business. But if we begin to look beyond the borderline of the records management and information governance function and look at all of the improvements that occur across the business in sales, in manufacturing, in accounting, in marketing, in business planning, in executive management, in legal, in compliance, and realize that all of our organizational entities, all of our personnel are benefiting from information governance because they're spending less time finding and validating information, then we can find a way of calculating the return on investment that really shows the cumulative beneficial impact of a new investment in information governance. So activity-based cost accounting and focusing on the entire company to track the time, these are the two strategies that seem to really be helpful. You know, at the end of the last century, IDC did some studies that show that in most Fortune 1000 companies, the average employee that works on a keyboard will spend up to 2.5 hours a day searching and finding information. If we can reduce that time across the organization, according to their projection estimates, just within the Fortune 1000, we're talking about billions of dollars that are at stake. And that gets people's attention in senior management.
Absolutely. So once the information from these metrics is gathered, how can companies use it to their advantage when developing future data governance strategies?
When you have the company transition towards understanding the economics of finding and validating information and begin to get people talking about the metrics, one of the first important things that we help companies enable is they realize, wow, we can do this at the front end of every process. So the CIO, the CTO, the enterprise architect begin to be thinking about activity-based costs and ROI in a different way at the beginning of every new project. So as they expand and extend data governance, as they begin to look at the challenges of managing data in the cloud and across more distributed environments, it's so easy to get distracted by just asking and answering the question, how do we make this work? But the real question is, how can we make this work to preserve or create new wealth for the company? When that question becomes part of the design process, then data governance is a transformative strength. You know, the digital economy that's beginning to emerge, where the information assets of a company are pivotal to their success or failure, irrespective of what they make or sell or deliver, that economy is going to expect and demand efficiency in finding information, in a high degree of accuracy in the integrity of the information and the validity that it has without being second and third analyzed. And so by getting it right at the beginning, by thinking about the economic value of information governance, this connects all of the future data governance projects to the core business purpose of the company to create new wealth. And I think that's where we now are beginning to see a transition. E-discovery has been a great first case study in many companies of how an investment in improved information governance, in this case for the very limited function of finding stuff for lawsuits, actually spins off a whole bundle of derivative benefits. And those derivative benefits are what are allowing the early adopters and early champions to show they can make a convincing case for more expansive investments in information governance.
Are there additional costs associated with applying these information governance metrics? And if so, how can records managers justify those costs to upper management?
Well, all management is an expense. When we provide new information to be managed, such as more detailed reporting on activities, it is going to require management resources to be there to do something with those reports. What we have found time and again, really since the early 1990s, was that companies would install information systems that were very good and that generated all sorts of performance and monitoring metrics data, and then they didn't have in place the resources to do something with the data that was generated and therefore use it to improve operations. So when you're presenting information governance proposals, yes, you need to have the costs of management that allow you to evaluate the reports and do something with those reports as part of your proposal. But when this overall strategy we've been chatting about today is deployed, those expenses do not handicap or submarine the project. In fact, it demonstrates to senior management that you're thinking about the whole picture and recognize that the overall investment will be well shepherded by the management resources that are being included in the proposal. So I think that there are additional costs, but they're not substantial to the overall initiative if you design the program correctly.
Great. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thanks for so much for joining us for today, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
And thanks to all the listeners for joining us. For SearchCompliance.com, this is Ben Cole.